Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The news is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Over 286,000 arrests have been made of immigrants in the U.S. illegally since President Trump's been in office, says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at a Florida news conference.
There is the rule of law, and the law is applied equally to everybody. Every single individual in this country will be treated fairly, and we will uphold our law.
After touring the Immigration Detention Center in the Florida Everglades, some U.S. officials nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz. A statement from four members of Congress from Florida says they saw evidence of abuse and unsanitary conditions. Iran's foreign minister today says his country would accept a resumption of nuclear talks with the U.S. if there were assurances of no more attacks. That's what he told Iran's government-controlled media today. Folks in much of the upper Midwest today dealing with unhealthy air because of drifting smoke from Canadian wildfires. This is ABC News. Federal regulators say Ford issued more recalls in the first half of this year than the next five car manufacturers combined. ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Ford has issued 89 recalls so far. That accounts for a full year record for a single automaker. That title was previously held by General Motors in 2014 with 77 recalls. Ford says it's taking a proactive approach to recalls and that it's doubled its safety and technical team in the last 2 years.
Accused of killing his wife by poisoning her protein shakes, James Craig in Colorado, set to go on trial next week. Prosecutors say Craig bought poison online, her symptoms baffled doctors, and she didn't die. Then prosecutors claim he ordered a rush shipment of potassium cyanide, saying it was needed for a surgery. Defense lawyers say nothing in the shake containers implicates anyone. Craig is also accused of asking a fellow jail inmate to kill the lead detective in the case. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC AutoWorks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. There is an air quality alert in effect until noon on Monday for the entire WRCO listening area. Partly cloudy tonight, clear and hazy with a low of 59. Sun filtered through hazy smoke tomorrow, a warm summer day with a high of 85. And partly cloudy and mild tomorrow night, isolated showers are possible with a low of 64. Currently in Richland Center, we have that hazy, mostly sunny skies outside. Our winds are out of the east at 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 79 degrees. And we have this cancellation to pass along due to wet grounds. The Casanova tractor pull that was scheduled for this evening has been canceled.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC AutoWorks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, July 12th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Wildfire smoke from Canada has made for bad air quality over parts of the upper Midwest. Most of Minnesota had unhealthy air quality today. That is according to a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency map, and parts of Montana, North Dakota, and Wisconsin are also dealing with the same. The smoke strikes at a time when people want to be outdoors enjoying summer pastimes. A Minnesota resort owner said he had few guests and no boats at his dock, and in Arizona and Colorado, wildfires continue to burn in and near Grand Canyon and Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Parks. Seven people escaped injury in a boating incident. Houston County Sheriff Brian Swedberg and Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson jointly report the incident occurred on the Mississippi River at the United States Army Corps of Engineers Lock and Dam No. 8 on Monday afternoon. At approximately 1:30, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Communications Center received a report that several individuals went through one of the several gates at the dam. At the time of the 911 call, some of the people were still in the water downstream or on the lower side of the dam, all of whom miraculously survived. Brandon S. Coombe, 39, of La Crosse, was operating the pleasure craft with six passengers aboard. The inboard engine reportedly stalled 1 to 2 miles upriver and failed to restart as the boat was approaching the dam. Occupants attempted to paddle, but to no avail. It did not appear that there was any attempt to drop anchor while they were upstream of the dam. There was no initial indication of distress, but once the craft penetrated the 600-foot safety area upstream of the dam, United States Army Corps of Engineers staff stationed at the facility took immediate action to steal the gates in the affected area. All seven people disembarked, went underwater beneath the Tainter Gate, and resurfaced below the dam. Alert Corps staff threw life preserver rings to the distressed mariners. All seven, including one child, some assisting each other, were able to climb to safety atop the dam. No injuries were reported. Assisting both sheriff's offices were Genoa Harmony Fire and Rescue, Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance, United States Army Corps of Engineers, St. Paul District, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Higher than normal river levels attributed to less swell or turbulence below the dam and provided a greater distance between the riverbed and the bottom of the gate in which all seven people passed through. Tony Evers says it will still be a couple weeks before he announces whether he'll run for re-election during a stop in Seymour on Thursday. Wisconsin's two-term Democratic governor says he's still making personal considerations.
I've been doing this for 30-some years, and I've run for office, counting state superintendent. That's 1, 2, 3 times, 3 4-year terms there, 2 here, that's 5. That's a lot of time.
The primary election is still 13 months away, but two Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Milwaukee area businessman Bill Barron, are already running. Wisconsin has the third lowest measles vaccination rate in the country. Almost 15% of kindergartners are not current on their vaccinations. Considered eradicated in the United States in the year 2000, currently there are over 1,200 measles cases in the U.S., according to the Center of Disease Control. As of July 8th, 27 outbreaks have been reported so far in 2025, with 88% of confirmed cases related to these outbreaks. They have also been 3 confirmed deaths from measles so far in 2025. A new Marquette University law poll published in June asked respondents if they thought the benefits of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine outweighed the risks, or if the risks outweigh the benefits. 84% said the MMR vaccine is more beneficial, and 15% say the risks outweigh the benefits. Wisconsin Watch reports that MMR vaccination rates have continued to slide since the COVID-19 pandemic to a rate of a little over 74%. 95% is the coverage target. The Pabst family has released a statement after the death of their mom, dad, and brother. David and Terry Pabst were found dead in their Middleton home on Tuesday. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says their 25-year-old son, James, killed them, and later that day, they say he killed himself after a standoff with police in Vernon County. The Pabst had 5 children and 7 grandchildren, calling David and Terry the light of their lives. They say their brother James suffered through mental illness and encouraged others going through it to seek help. A new lawsuit challenges Wisconsin's congressional district maps, claiming they are unconstitutional due to anti-competitive gerrymandering. The lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy argues that the maps stifle electoral competition. The lawsuit comes 2 weeks after the state Supreme Court refused to hear 2 similar redistricting cases. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 U.S. House seats, but only 2 of the GOP districts are considered competitive. Wisconsin Democrats held a 5-3 advantage in 2010 before Republicans redrew the congressional maps. Former Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy has a new job. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appointed Duffy, who is already the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, as the acting administrator of NASA. Trump's previous nomination for the position was an American financial businessman, Jared Isaacman, an associate of billionaire Elon Musk. His name was withdrawn before the Senate could take it up for vote. Experience a classic movie in a historic space presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and the American Players Theater. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, will be shown at the Hillside Theater on Monday. It was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The film will be shown on Monday at 6 at the Hillside Theater. Tickets priced at $10 can be purchased online at Taliesin Preservation. .org/events. And yesterday's winners of $50 each in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle were Ron Cullen of Boscobel with ticket number 0780 and Ben Gald of Richland Center with ticket number 0887. And today's winners of $100 each in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle were Dave Combs of Waupun with ticket number 0652 and Layla Biba of Muscadet with ticket number 0443. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Today is Saturday, July 12th. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood, Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge tomorrow from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona, died July 2nd. Graveside services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Vernon J. Jenkins, 88, of Sun City West, Arizona. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit.
Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from noon until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials in Fuzzy's name be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93 of Richland Center. John W. Pop, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ on Thursday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of your choice. John W. Pop, age 79. Dennis Schoberl, 87 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery with a luncheon to follow the burial. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service Tuesday from 4 until 7. Dennis Schoberl, 87 of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86 of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86 of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, just a couple of spotty showers developed over north and east Wisconsin throughout the afternoon, quickly moving away from our area. Slightly cooler and less humid air trying to build in for tonight. Should be pretty nice out there, other than the wildfire smoke, which will be an issue all the way through Monday. So if you are sensitive to that smoke, if you have respiratory issues or some other health problems, please don't overdo it outside. Don't overexert yourself and be careful. Otherwise, we are expecting another surge of moisture to come into the area by Tuesday and Wednesday, and with a front nearby, we're likely to see some pockets of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could produce some locally heavy rainfall. That threat of rain will continue all the way through about Thursday of this upcoming week, with a front stall just to our south. Temperatures reaching their peak, it looks like, in the early part of the week, and then dropping off just a touch. The forecast now for tonight includes an air quality alert up through noon on Monday. We'll have partly cloudy to clear skies tonight, kind of hazy, low temperature at 59. The west-southwest wind tapering down to 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunshine filtered through hazy smoke. It should be a warm summer day with highs in the middle 80s. West-southwest wind 8 to 15. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a small chance of a shower, low at 64. Monday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high near 89 degrees. Going into Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued very warm and humid. Small chance of a thunder shower. Otherwise, lows in the upper 60s with highs around 89. Wednesday, humid with periods of showers and storms likely. Heavy rain is possible. Low 69 with a high near 83. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and cooler with some rain still possible at times. High 78. Right now, Friday looks dry and partly cloudy. High 79. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you.
Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny, and we have that hazy smoke in the air as well, with a temperature of 78 after a high today of 82 and a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 74, and we received 63/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1936 is 104 degrees, with a record low of 47 that was set back in 1954. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 64. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:42, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:33. The winds are out of the east at 7 miles per hour. We have seen gusts up to 16 miles per hour today. Our barometric reading is 29.95, and we have received 8/100ths of an inch of rain, mainly during the overnight hours and early morning of rain today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
And before sports, I'd like to pass along this cancellation announcement. Due to wet grounds, the Casanova Tractor Pull is canceled for this evening. Home Talent League baseball action is going on tonight, and tonight it will be Black Earth at Sauk Prairie, and the first pitch will be at 6 for that contest. And there are several games going on tomorrow in the Sunday League. It'll feature Ashton at Cross Plains, Muscadet at Schulzburg-Benton, Hollandale's hosting Dodgeville, Verona's hosting Arena, Argyle's hosting Wyota. It'll be Blanchardville at Ridgeway, Belleville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Reedsburg at Casanova, Middleton will be hosting Wanakee, Cottage Grove hosting Sun Prairie, and the Dells will be hosting DeForest. Christian Yelich and Andrew Vaughn homered, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended their winning streak to 5 games with an 8-8 8-3 victory over the Washington Nationals last night. The Brewers scored 6 runs in the third, opening the inning with 6 consecutive hits off Mitchell Parker. Quinn Priester allowed 2 runs over the final 6 innings for the win. Washington has lost 3 of 4 under interim manager Miguel Cairo, who took over after Dave Martinez was fired. And currently, the Brewers are playing game 2 of that series at American Family Field, and they're going into the top of the 9th with the Nationals leading by a score of 4-3. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Other scores, other finals from today include the Cubs beating the Yankees 5-2. It was the Braves over the Cardinals 7-6, and the Twins defeated the Pirates by a score of 12-4. Minnesota Twins All-Star center fielder Byron Buxton hit for the cycle today against the Pirates. Buxton had a single in the first, a triple in the second, and a double in the third. After singling again in the fifth, he had one more opportunity in the bottom of the seventh. Buxton crushed a 427-foot solo homer off Pirates reliever Andrew Heaney with 2 outs. That brought the crowd to its feet, many of which had received a Buxton bobblehead giveaway at the park. The cycle was the first at Target Field since the ballpark opened in 2010. It was the first cycle by a Twins player, since Jorge Polanco had one in 2019. Red Sox right-hander Hunter Dobbins has announced his season is over after he tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee, covering first base in the second inning of Boston's 5-4 walk-off win over the Tampa Bay Rays on Friday night. The 25-year-old Dobbins stepped awkwardly and limped after recording an out by making a catch on a throw from first baseman Abraham Toro. Dobbins took one warm-up toss before manager Alex Cora stopped him from attempting any more. Dobbins said he tore the same ACL playing high school football. And Miles Turner wants to keep contending for NBA titles. The Milwaukee Bucks formally introduced Turner, the most significant free agent who switched addresses this summer, on Friday. Turner had spent the entirety of his 10-year NBA career, with the Indiana Pacers, who went to the NBA Finals this past season and lost Game 7 of the title series to the Oklahoma City Thunder. He makes Milwaukee younger and likely a bit more versatile. Brook Lopez, who is 37, was Milwaukee's starting center this past season. Turner is only 29, and even though he's played 10 seasons already, may now be just coming into his prime. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get ready to sink your teeth into something delicious. The 3rd Annual Lions Club Rib Fest is happening Sunday, July 13th in Muscadet. It's hosted by the Avoca Blue River and Muscadet Lions Club. This mouth-watering event takes place at the Lions Shelter in Victoria Riverside Park from 11 until 2, or until sold out. For just $22, you'll enjoy a hearty slab of ribs from Soggy Bottom Barbecue of Lancaster, known all over Southwest Wisconsin for their unbeatable flavor. Every meal includes potato salad, coleslaw, beans, bread, and bottled water. Cold drinks are available at the food stand. Dine in or carry out, and while you're there, enjoy a beanbag toss, raffles, and family fun. The shelter is right by the playground and scenic trails, so bring the whole crew and make a day of it by the beautiful Wisconsin River. All proceeds benefit Lions Club scholarships and community projects. That's Sunday, July 13th at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. For details, call Mark Cup, 739-2179.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we go back in time to the 70s and 80s, and we relive some of the magic and music that was making headlines during this week. We hope you're having a good weekend. It's time for our pregame show for Those Were the Days Tonight. And this weekend in history, we go back in time a little bit to a guy that recently passed away, Benny Mardones. This song hit twice during the decade of the 1980s, once in 1980 and then again in 1989. It's called Into the Night on the Backtrackin' Show.
Save
Benny Mardones, a guy who started out around the same time as John Bon Jovi and actually had a hit before Bon Jovi in the band, but was not able to sustain that success as the years went on. But one of the few to have the same song hit the charts in the same decade, Into the Night. This song was doing well this weekend in 1980 for Mr. Billy Joel from an album called Glass Houses, a song he reportedly wrote in the back of a taxi cab as he was driving to the studio, a song about an artist and a manager and a conversation between the two. It's still rock and roll to me.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. And a bright orange pair of pants. Well, you could really be a Beau Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Don't you know that they're out of touch? Well, should I try to be a straight A student? If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
It's all about just having fun with rock and roll. Billy Joel on WRCO Radio on the Backtrackin' Show. Let's go back to the hot summer of 1975 and one of the top records this weekend. She sang it on American Bandstand, and it was out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Her husband, George McRae, had had a hit the summer before called Rock Your Baby. This time, George's wife, Gwen McRae, had a song that was in the top 10. In the summer of 1975, it was called Rockin' Chair.
With your everlasting flame.
Gwen McRae with husband George McRae singing in the background a song called Rockin' Chair on the Backtrackin' Show. We'll have more in just a moment.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings, feelings produce actions, actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
We have all kinds of great programming going on until the midnight hour tonight. Our Retro Saturday continues. Thanks to Chris Simonson for his great show, Saturdays with Simo. Let's go back to the summer of 75 when a new band out of Florida was debuting, lip-syncing their new song on American Bandstand. This is KC with the Sunshine Band.
Make a little love, get down there.
The Backtrackin' Show on WRCO Radio, taking you back to a weekend in your life in 1985. The first Live Aid concerts were held at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia and at Wembley Stadium in London. Producer Bob Geldof headed the effort by attracting big names such as The Who, Paul McCartney, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Queen, Bryan Adams, Tina Turner, Phil Collins, Lionel Richie, The Cars, and Hall & Oates. Quite a lineup of a who's who of music in 1985. Here are Hall & Oates on the Backtracking Show.
What I want.
Daryl Hall and John Oates on the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio, and right in the heart of the weekend. We go back to the hot summertime of 1988. Michael Jackson was launching his first British tour with a two-hour concert at Wembley Stadium in London. Among entertainers in the audience were Diana Ross, Boy George, and Terence Trent D'Arby. Michael Jackson, all the rage in the 1980s, including this one from the Bad album, Smooth Criminal.
Upon me, he let the blood been struck by a smooth criminal.
Backtracking the headlines of the 70s and 80s coming your way here on WRCO Radio. We hope you'll stay tuned all night long. We have lots of memories and lots of fun each and every week. We leave you with one more. This one debuted July 8th of 1978. It went on into the top five with a big record and one of the biggest of the year. For Alicia Bridges on the Backtracking Show, I love the nightlife. Alicia Bridges, and I Love the Nightlife. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us next Saturday again at 5:30 for another Backtrackin' Show. Backtrackin' is heard right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
There is an air quality alert until noon Monday for the entire WRCO listening area. Partly cloudy to clear tonight with a low of 59. Sun filtered through hazy smoke tomorrow. A warm summer day with a high of 85. Winds west-southwest 8 to 15. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Not as cool. Low 64. Partly cloudy, very warm and muggy Monday. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 89, and partly cloudy and very warm and sticky Tuesday, a small chance of a thunderstorm by late afternoon, with a higher chance late at night, high 89.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wrap up your weekend at Casanova Celebration 2025 on Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. The day starts at 11 a.m. with an always cherished parade, followed by live tunes from the Casanova German Band. Rolling alongside are the classic beauties at our car and camper show. Trucks, classics, and campers all on parade. Hungry? Grab a savory pork and chicken dinner, and then stay for the quirky duck race. Pick your racer and cheer them on. Little ones will love the kids' pedal pool contest. And later in the day, cheer on the classic baseball game featuring the Casanova Reds and home talent baseball. It's the perfect blend of community, tradition, and family fun. All in one fantastic finale. That's Sunday, July 20th at Memorial Park. We'll see you there.
Because of the following special broadcast, The Lucy Show and The Andy Griffith Show will not be presented this evening.
You hear the music you want to hear
on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.